This week, I Hear Numbers podcast looks at why cash flow forecasting is critical to your success. I'm going to be looking at the benefits of cash flow forecasting. I'll also get a very important question. Who should handle your cash flow forecasting and how should you go about it? Now, cash flow forecasting will show you the ups and downs in your business. And if you want to know what action to take, this is certainly one tool that I highly recommend and in fact insist upon in your business. Now, a few budgeting tips here and there will help you remain profitable in the long run, and they can even help you achieve success. But beyond those tips, one of the most certain ways for you to reach your goals is through cash flow forecasting. Cash flow forecasting is a tool that gives you a pragmatic projection of where your business is heading, and it puts you in a wonderful position to take action in whatever the situation presents itself. Of course, there are obvious additional benefits. It builds confidence and helps you make better decisions. I'll expand on those during this podcast. Now, the cash flow forecast targets in the main three particular entities: the owners of the business, that's you, the banks who provide the funding, and investors who also likely inject funding, providing expertise as well. It offers a fair amount of visibility and control over your business's finances. A good projection, even though it's rough and ready, can build confidence in all of those entities above. Owners can see if they're on track. If not, they'll know when and, more importantly, how to take action. For instance, investors can see the current standing of a business. A cash flow forecast may persuade them to put more funds into your venture and help jumpstart any new ventures, any new initiatives, any new projects. Banks, meanwhile, will use a cash flow forecast to assess the liquidity of your business, and the health of this forecast can be the difference between you getting the funding and not getting the funding. A cash flow forecast can also help you renegotiate any rents you have with your bank. Evidence of a cash flow forecast that's robust means in the bank's eyes, the risk of default is much less and they're more likely to look upon that loan favorably. This improves not only your cash flow, but your financial stability. I mentioned earlier in the podcast about cash flow forecasts helping you make better decisions. Now, both good and bad decisions come from the top. And as business leader you are, you want to make as many good decisions as you can regarding your business, yourself, and for your team. Should you take any action, it's critical to know how money moves around in your company. Here's the thing. You can't always rely on the most recent or current data. Cash flow forecasting will take into account a lot more information from the recent months, the past 10 years, and the final report will give you a better idea of what's going on with your business. Right now, you may think the road ahead for the next 3 months looks perfect, looks wonderful. What would you do, though, if that was an anomaly, a one-off, an aberration? What if you can't rely on the same numbers for the next quarter or the one after that? Forecasting will help you gain a much-needed perspective, but at the same time, it forces you to think strategically about your next move. Now, the very important question, who should handle your cash flow forecasting and how do you go about it? Now, luckily, there are lots of good tools out there. Myself, my sister company Numbers Not Here, we developed an online planning tool called BudgetWiz, which takes the heavy lifting out of your cash flow forecasting. Now, ideally, the job of producing a cash flow forecast should be your finance team that lead it. It should be not done in a isolation, though, but in a smaller business, other people can get involved and handle it. If you've got an accountant, they should be able to manage that process for you, manage your cash flow, and build a forecasting model. If not, drop us a line, and we'll be happy to step in and support you and help you produce your own cash flow models. Now, if you've got finance experience, you could do it on your own. You're the one who's at the sharp end in the driver's seat of your business. You're the one who's got the information that you can use to put it to good use. Now, as your business grows, as it develops, you'll want to assign the tools for cash flow forecasting to a wider finance team. Well, to real now, knowing your finances is really key. Getting close to your numbers, letting your numbers work for you, express the words of your business story is an important consideration. Now, if you see warning signs of failing cash flow forecasting, it can help. If you see warning signs of failing cash flow, then forecasting will step in and help you. It can let you know what's wrong and where to take action to prevent the same thing from happening all over again. Are the points in this podcast resonate with you? If you've got any questions you'd like to find out more, then please drop us a line. Until next time, folks, happy forecasting.